Weiter in Oraisa, we are in Moed Katan, Daf Zayin Rabbeis. Speaking of on Zayin Rabbeis, about the bottom page, about the Mishnah. First, let's start off explaining that there's something known as a Mitzora. And we know that if someone gets Tzaras, and we're not sure if it's really Tzaras, that there's two different stages that happen. Number one is that the Kohen comes and he checks. If he sees it's for sure, it's Tzaras, and he says, it's Tzaras, he's Tameh, and then it's done. If he's not sure, though, then he puts in what's called, if he says for sure, it's called a Mukhlat. And then the Simon is known as a Muskar, that we don't know exactly if it's Tzaras or if it's not Tzaras. So he puts him for 7 days, and he has to wait to see if it ends up growing, and if the more Simon of Tzaras come out. If he's still not sure, he leaves him for another week. And then after that, if nothing, so then it's out. But if it grows, then it becomes Tamei and Tzaras. Now we're going to talk about this as it pertains to Chol HaMoed. It comes along the Mishnah. It says, Rabbi Meir Omer, Roin Es Ha Negoyim Lahakel. We led the Kohen to come check to see if this person has Tzaras. And at Lahakel, Rashi's Klomer Roa Kohen Neged Tzaras, B'moed, only in reference to Latar, to make him taller. Avalo Lahachmir. Not Lahachmir, says Rashi, Shemro HaKohen, Shu Tame, Eino Omer Klum, didn't say anything. Shemitamo, Nimsa Mitzar, if he makes some tummy, he's going to make him in the state of Tzar, Bemoed, Rachmana Omer, Vesamach Nuchagech, you have to be happy. The Chachamim Omer, Lahachmir, Lahachmir, neither way. Once you go one way, you're going to be stuck, so don't do anything. Says the Gemara, Tanya, Rabbi Meir says, Rosegom Lahakil, we see the Nagayim Lahakil only to make him Tahor, Avalo Lachmir, not to make him Tami. Rabbi Yossi Omer, the Mishnah said, Chacham Rabbi Yossi Omer, Lo Lahakil, Lahachmir, neither one of them. Shematan Nitzkak Lo Lahakil, because once you want to start this game of looking at him, in reference to be Makil, then Nitzkak Lo Af Lahachmir, then you're going to be involved with him in reference to be Machmir as well. Rashi says, Klomer, Me'achishiro Eyo Akoin, Omer Beinu Tami, Beinu Tar. Once he sees it, you have to make a decision. So therefore, he's better to see it all. Don't do it. I'm a Rabbi. Rabbi said, "Near and different Rabbi Meir, but Muskar must be that we're talking about Rabbi Meir's words are with a Muskar." Rashi says, "Sheroin, but the Rabbi Yossi ben Muchlat, when the one was for sure." Let's see that. It's mutter to check a muskar, one who's confined in Chol HaMoed, to check whether or not he should declare Torah and release him, or that he should make him into a mitzora. V'dir Rabbi Yossi b'muchlat, in the words of Rabbi Yossi, that a kohen is not able to go and check is reference to a muchlat, one who's confirmed. That a kohen is not able to check a confirmed mitzora in Chol HaMoed, to check whether or not he got better. Amar Rava, Rava says, bit tahor, in reference to someone's completely tahor. Notice he was never checked. Everyone agrees, Rabbi Meir is going to say, you don't check this guy at all. Don't check him with Chol HaMoed. Don't start the process if it hasn't yet been started, because it clearly is not going to be able to make the situation better for this person, and it can only make it worse, right? Because as long as the coin doesn't check it, then it remains tahor, even if he has symptoms of tzaras. The only practical change that could be brought about through checking would be that the Kohen to say that he's Tamei, and therefore it's better just leave it as is. Behesker Rishon, in reference to Hesker Rishon, that is, that, so when you're dealing with the case of Tahor, everyone agrees, don't look. Behesker Rishon, in his first confinement, in other words, he was set for 7 days, because there's some sort of thing over here in the seventh day when it's checked, when it's meant to be checked, that falls out in Chol HaMoed, the Kuli Amelo Pligi the Chazile. Everybody says that you go and you check, right? Even Rabbi Yossi says you can go and you can check him out. In this case, checking him could only make his situation better. It can't make it worse, because if he's going to say he's confined, he's already confined. And if he's going to say he's tired, then you take him out of it. So keep Pligi, where are they arguing? Beep, turn the page. Zanam Abayz, Behesker Shani. We're dealing with Hesker Shani, right? It's day 14, and it falls on the Chol HaMoed. Now, we can't confine him anymore. Either has to be that you have to confirm him as being a Mitzora, or you make him as Tahor. Becoming a Mitzora, if you make him Muchlat, confirmed, that's going to be painful for him. We treat him more Machmir than just a muskar. Says Rashi, Dima Tamid Le Machlit Le Betuma Chamuro Mitzar Le, it's going to cause him pain. Vask Hashini. Mar Sover Bekoin Tal Yamilsa. Rabbi Meir says that this idea of becoming confirmed a Muchlat is dependent upon the Kohen speaking up over here. So, it could happen on Chol HaMoed, and Itar Omeli Tar. And if he's Tar, then he could say to him Tar. If he's Tami Shatsa, if he's Tami, he just won't say a word over there. You don't say anything, therefore you only have to gain, therefore Rabbi Meir says you can check him. Umar, the other one, Rabbi Yossi, says that the letaro o letamuksa, the pasuk says to be metarim or to be metame him, so therefore once he starts the process, he's got to make a decision, and that's going to come to make him feel in pain. Rashi says, bekoin tala rechmana. Right, the Mar Savar Mar Rimeir Tamar Roa Lahakil Latar Avalo Latame Savar Bakoin Tala Rahmana Di Metamele Avitame Vi Lo Boy Metamele Lohavi Loavitame Lahaki Chazi the first check him Lahakil Avalo Lahmim Di Chazi Lay Tavitame Lo Lema Le Clum don't say anything for Lahavitame Umar Sav Yossi Damar Lo Lahakil is Savar Latar Latamak Sved Chi Chazi Le Coin the Tame Lo Matil Mishtak is able to be quiet. Vidoma Havitami Vinim Samitsaru Shimitamo Bemoy is gonna make him tummy in the moy, so if I don't say anything. Amar Mar Amar Rabbi Nirin Di Rabbi Yossi Bemuchlat must be it seems that the words of Rabbi Yossi that the coin is not allowed to check on Chalamoid is talking in reference to a Muchlat. Vidiv Rabbi Meir Bemuskar, he's talking about a Muskar. Right? And that is that according to his Braisa, Rabbi doesn't allow a kohen to check a confirmed mitzvah in Chol HaMoed to see whether it got better, but he does let a kohen to check a confined mitzvah and a muskar to check whether or not he should become tahor or he should become a mitzvah. Frak the Gemara of Otanya Ivcha says Rashi, we learned the flip, Divrei Rabbi Meir b'muchlat, Divrei Rabbi Yossi b'muskar, right? That Rabbi says that Rabbi Meir is talking reference to a confirmed mitzvah, a muchlat, and Rabbi Yossi is a musker. It says, Gemara, Tanai Yili b'Rabbi. This is Machlokas Tanaim in the world of Rabbi. Mar Savar Tzavta d'Alma Adiflei, Mar Savar Tzavta d'Ishta Adiflei. One is of the opinion that according to Rabbi, the Tzavta, the company, the Alma of the world, is more desirable, preferable to the mitzvah, and one holds that the company of his wife is preferable. Right, so the second braisa says that a man's main concern is with being allowed to be with people, with other people, and he wants this even if it means that he may not be with his wife. Therefore, it's mutter for a kohen to check a confirmed mitzvah on Chol HaMoed. If it turns out that the guy is still tamei, then, okay, he was exactly what he was. Nothing's changed. And if it turns out that he's tahor, then he's allowed to go back into the camp. He's going to have a greater time now, even though his wife will be usher to him for 7 days. Mm-hmm. But the kohen in that situation would not check a muskar on Chol HaMoed, because if the man turns out to be a mitzvah, then he's going to be sent out from the camp, and this is going to make his, you know, heart, the joy of his chag is going to go down, even though his wife is going to be mutter to be with him. Umar Savar Tzavta D'Ishto D'Filei, and some say, no, the company of his wife is more beloved to him, more better for him. The first price says that a man would rather be mutter to his wife, even though he can't be with other people. So a kohen can check a musker, confined, just, you know, that waiting section, Chalamoy, to check whether or not he should be tahor or he should become muskar. If he says he's tahor, then he's going to gain, because the mitzorah, who's tahor after just being in a state of muskar, he doesn't need a 7 day of becoming purified, and therefore he's going to be mutter to his wife with tashmish. Even if the kohen considers him a mitzorah and sends him out, it won't really impact him so much, because he's allowed to be with his wife outside of the camp. But the kohen may not check a confirmed mitzvah to check whether or not, you know, a muchlat, whether that became tar. Because if the man is tar, he's going to be also to be with his wife, we'll take away the simcha of this halal, of this chag, even though he's allowed to go into the camp. Do you mean to say that a muchlat, if you have a mitzvah muchlat, he's for sure a mitzvah, that he's mutter to be with tashmish with his wife? Says, we're in. Vatanya, with a brisa, bin ichusa, where there's like proving a point. V'yashem ichutz la'olo shivas yamim. The Torah says about a mitzvah muchlat, that he's going to be outside of the camp once he becomes
Tahor is going to be, as he said, he's good. Now he has 7 days of purification. He's going to be outside for 7 days. She asked him to tashin mita. She asked him to have tashin mita at that particular time. Vein alo el ishta. She namer, as the pasuk says, lechem olam shuvu lechem lo lechem, go back to your tents. So we see that during the time when the mitzvah is becoming pure, he's not allowed to be with his wife. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says before that, yes, shivat shamim yisperu lo, that the pasuk says by the mitzvah that she count 7 days for him. Yemei sviro velo yemei chiluto. The tashmish is only usher during the days of counting, but not during the days of being a confirmed mitzvah. Rashi says usher b'tashmish mita v'lo yemei chaluto, but not during the days of chaluto. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda omer shivetz yemei sfiro kavachom lemei chiluto. Since the Torah says it's usher during the 7 days of counting when he's already healed, for sure during the times of when he's a muchlat, he's going to be usher as well. So we see that there's a machlokas over here about a mitzvah muchlat with his mutter b'tashmish. Shom Rabbi Chia. I was learning in front of Rabbi about this idea, and said the following. Rabbi, you taught us that Yosam lo hayalol uzia el mechiluto. Yotam, he was, I believe, a Navi or a king. So Yotam lo hayalol uzia. He came about. Uzio was his father. At the time that he was had saras, which says that you agree with him, you do that a muchlat is allowed to have tashmish. Yeah, he was Uzio was a king for 52 years, and he got saras when he was a king, and he was there. He was in saras until he died. When he died, then his son Yotam, who was 25 years old at the time he became the king. Okay, and anyway, he became a Mitzorah during the time that his son, before he was born. So Amarlo, Rabbi said back, so Rabbi Chia says, Afani kach amarti. Yep, I did say that. Says Rashi, the Mitzorah mutter b'tashas amita de v'yosha michutz la'olo b'yimei sphere. So it only says, by the days of the sphere, when he's being healed, when he's taller, but not before that. Says the Gemara, "B'maykem miflugi." What exactly is the machlokas? I see Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi had a machlokas there. What's the argument? Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Savar, he holds that the Galu Rechman of Bnei Sfira, the Torah revealed that Tashmish is usher during the 7 days of counting. Certainly during the times when it's muchlat. Umar Savar and Yehuda says that. That's his father. He says that my degali gali, that which the Torah revealed us as being usher, the 7 days of counting, and my de logali, that which he didn't quote unquote reveal, he didn't reveal, and therefore it's going to be only the things that are usher, and the other things are going to be fine. Says the Gemara, remember the Kohen tell you milsa? Right, we saw in Machlokas, remember Biosi, that whether the Kohen can hold back his decision about the tzras that he saw. Everyone's masking that until the coin checks it and says it, the person's not tummy, even if it really looks like Siras. So now, Lameimer, do you mean to say that the coin told you Milsa, it's dependent on the coin? Rashi says, Parach, Bein L'Rameir, Bein L'Rabiosi. Rameir, Omer, Behedya, Itami Shasik. Biosi Kamar, Ein Rowan Klau. Mechlau, Rabiosi, Savar, Ilo Bai, Lo Chazile, Lo Vitami. Don't look and he won't tummy. It's like they're the ones you choose. So we're in, yep, Vatanya, Bini Chusa, Rabrasa, which backs this thing up. The Torah says, but on the day that healthy skin is observed in it, it shall be tame, right? That's inside of this, ailment, we'll call it. Yesh yom shata roabo, v'yesh yom shi'yata roabo. There's a day in which the coin checks its tzuras, but there's a day in which you do not see the tzuras. Right? In certain days, the coin shouldn't see it. Like, we're going to start to see that these are the days. These are days in which when you see his tummy, he's going to mess up his joy. Mikar amru, chasen shenolad bo nega, v'chasen got a nega, nosen lo shivetzi mei amishta, you let him have his wedding celebration, Rashi says, the lo chazi lei delma mitamli, let the coin not look, so he shouldn't become tummy. Lo lebeso, l'chususo, for the chasen, for the house, and for his clothing. She says, "Imnira hanega b'ksuso v'siet the nega in his clothing, whether it's on his body, his clothing, or his house." b'chim b'regel, and similarly, if anyone gets some sort of tzaras on the regel, no soul shivas in a regel, we give him the 70s of regel. Did Rabbi Yehuda, Zagazuk Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Omer in a tzarech, you don't need that. Rabbi Omer, it says, v'tziva ha-koin, upinu sabayis, the coin shall command, they shall clear the house before the coin comes to look at it, so everything in the house shouldn't become tamei, because if he says tamei, then everything has become tamei, and after the coin shall come, and then he'll go and look at the house. Imam tinin lo l'dvar shus, if we allow there to be a pause and waiting with the davar shus just during a regular weekday, right, there shouldn't be a time of the things in there until you get everything out of there, so that you shouldn't lose money. Kol shechin l'dvar mitzvah, certainly with dvar mitzvah, we should be able to go ahead and to delay these things. Therefore, it's obvious that we don't check those of the chasen during the celebrations or person during the chag, because you have we're commanded to be in a state of simcha during those times. Well, nonetheless, whether we follow Behuda or Rabbi, we see that until the Kohen checks it and says what he's doing, that the person is going to be tahor. Okay, my friends, we're not done with this, but we're going to pause right over here, and we're going to stop over here. I'm going to wish all you all a great, great day.